Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse on this 8th day of August 2020. Congratulations for making it to August 8th, by the way. This has been a crazy year, and boy, it's been rough. So anyway, God is good, and He is still on His throne, and I am resting in that today. This podcast is brought to you by Pray Every Day, which is a book. It is now a book, 90 Days of Prayer from God's Word. It is a 90-day devotional that takes you through most of the prayers of the Bible. And if you stay tuned at the end of this broadcast, I will read another one that's taken from the book of Acts, one of the prayers that we've already prayed. So I thought it might be encouraging to you. This will make this podcast a little bit longer, but I think it'll bless you. So if you're interested in picking up the book by Harvest House Publishers and by myself, you can go wherever books are sold. Again, it's very easy to remember. It's called Pray Every Day. All right, so we are in Acts chapter 16, verses 31 through 40, which will finish off Acts chapter 16, and we are in the NASB, and so far we're at the place where the jailer is saying, "What must I do to be saved?" And this is what happens. They said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him together with all who were in his house. And he took them that very hour of the night and washed their wounds. And immediately he was baptized, he and all his household. And he brought them to his house and set food before them, and rejoiced greatly, having believed in God with his whole household. Now, when day came, the chief magistrates sent their policemen, saying, "Release those men." And the jailer reported these words to Paul, saying, "The chief magistrates have sent to release you. Therefore, come out now and go in peace." But Paul said to them, "They have beaten us in public without trial, men who are Romans, and have thrown us into prison. And now they are sending us away secretly? No, indeed. But let them come themselves and bring us out." The policemen reported these words to the chief magistrates. They were afraid when they heard that they were Romans. And they came and appealed to them. And when they had brought them out, they kept begging them to leave the city. They went out of the prison and entered the house of Lydia. And when they saw the brethren, they encouraged them and departed. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this conversion of the jailer. He believed in the Lord Jesus. How simple is that? What does it mean to be a Christian? Believe in the Lord Jesus. What does it mean to believe in the Lord Jesus? To believe in what you've done on that cross, Lord Jesus, and recompensing us, you know, making us right, setting us free, giving us a new life. We're so thankful. Lord, I remember, I'm just going to recount a story to you because I know you know it, Lord, but for the sake of the listeners, someone pulled me aside once when I was a new Christian, and I was really praying for my extended family to come to know the Lord, and I was very discouraged, and they pointed me to the scripture and said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved, you and your household." And they said this was a promise that it would happen. And yet, so for a long time, I really felt like, okay, well, if I could just believe and pray and trust, my whole household will come to faith. But as I read this verse in context now, I realize that this is not a promise of all time for all people that you, if you believe, your whole household will. This was written to a specific time where he was the head of his household and he had kind of the power to say, okay, we're going to be Christians now, and everyone was. That does not mean it's a promise for Mary in 2020 that all of her family will come to know the Lord. However, that being said, Lord, I am grateful that you are working in the lives of all of our families right now. And we lift up those people to you right now that do need to be saved. We lay them in your hands. We know you love them more than we do. We know you leave the 99 and chase the one. We entrust them to you. And so although this is not a promise that all will believe, this is a promise that we can pray, and that you are mighty and powerful, and you are a deliverer. You delivered the apostles out of that prison. You can do amazing things with earthquakes and all sorts of things. And so, Lord, we lift up our friends and our family members who don't yet know you, and we pray that you would have mercy on them, just as you had mercy on us. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to kind of just do a little trace back of how you have rescued us and what you've done in our lives and how you have healed us and how you have taken you know, the brokenness that is us and caused us to be whole again. I know that that's my testimony too. And I'm so thankful for you, Jesus, for all you've done. So I pray all of this with a heart of gratitude and thankfulness for what you have done and what you will do. And I entrust my heart and my life to you, as well as the lives and hearts of those listening today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm going to be reading from page 171 of Pray Every Day. This is day 79 of the devotional, and it is from Acts 4, 29 through 31. It says this, "Now, O Lord, hear their threats and give us your servants great boldness in preaching your word. Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." After this prayer, the meeting place shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they preached the word of God with boldness. This is what I wrote. This powerful prayer helped inaugurate the church. Note how Christ-centered the new believers' words are. They do not ask for rescue. They do not ask for provision. They do not ask that God would vanquish their very real enemies. No, they prayed for boldness in preaching the word of God. They asked that God would grace them with his healing power. They asked for miracles, not for their sake, but for the sake of the forward momentum of the kingdom of God. They asked that Jesus be glorified, not them. It is no wonder that the place shook at the conclusion of their prayer. Their unselfish, faith-infused prayer resulted in a dynamic outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Note how God swiftly answered their prayer. They asked for boldness, then they immediately received that boldness of the Spirit and continued preaching the Word of God to a world desperate for good news. While it is normative to pray for our personal requests, laying our hearts before our Creator, prayer takes kingdom shape when we move beyond personal intercession toward kingdom pursuit. These are dangerous prayers offered to an untamed God who loves to come to the aid of those who dare to pray such things. Let this prayer infuse you with daring. May you elevate your prayer language to that of a daily bold request. Lord, make me bold. Lord, take note of what my enemies are saying and doing. Lord, bring healing to this world. Lord, give me a heart and fearlessness to share your story and word with those who don't yet know you. Lord, may whatever you do through me be because of the powerful spirit within me. Lord, I choose to give you the glory for whatever work you perform through me. Lord, I am merely a vessel. You are the splendid power within me. Growing deeper in our prayer lives is possible, and it happens through daily practice, learning to talk to him throughout every day. And as you grow this muscle, you will grow more and more accustomed to making impossible requests of the God of possibility. Jesus, would you embolden my prayers? Lift my rhetoric beyond my own personal requests to deeper, harder things. I pray you would empower me to share your word with the world outside my door. I trust you to answer this in your perfect timing. Shake my heart of complacency, I pray. Amen. So yeah, if you're interested, you can pick up that book wherever books are sold. And it's called Pray Every Day. Should be easy to remember, by Mary DeMuth. Have an amazing day.